On Thursday, 8th grader Julia Parsons wore red. It signified the countywide anti-bullying campaign's theme of the day, respect.
It's just kind of like fun to see everybody in their red and stuff. But I know some of the students are definitely taking it seriously. I don't know if everybody is, but let's hope by the end of the week they are.
Parsons won an iPad for coming up with the slogan, Loving is Louder, for the Countywide Bullying Prevention Week.
You hear all the time about, like, bullying situations where people have committed suicide, and, like, you never hear about the love that people have for others. So I just want to get the message across that love is so much more powerful and louder than bad things and bullying.
In Baltimore County, 464 bullying incidents were reported in 2012. That's down from 510 the previous year. Bullying Prevention Week was spearheaded by the County Student Advisory Council. Last year, the group organized a one-day anti-bullying event. But Councilmember McKenna Porter says they needed more time to get a stronger message across to students.
I think we need to be saying, understand that it's definitely not a good thing. And if you are being bullied, you can always have a place to go through the adults in the community. So any problem is solvable. It's just you need to let people know that it's happening.
Porter, a senior at Hereford High School, says many of her classmates have been bullied.
I know there's been a lot of cases in my school where students have self-harmed or decided to switch schools just because of bullying. I think a lot of the bullying nowadays is cyberbullying. Everything is online. There's a lot of hateful comments or remarks that are made towards people's religion, appearance, likes and dislikes.
I just need about 30 seconds. Can I have your eyes this way?
Back at Ridgely, as part of the respect theme of the day, Principal Sue Evans tells students in the cafeteria that they can send out kindly worded tweets to classmates during lunch.
The first one that's coming across for our 8th grade students is, I love this school, loving is louder, at Ridgely Middle.
Throughout the county, students also participated in discussions on bullying and were asked to sign an anti-bullying pledge. Wearing a Loving is Louder t-shirt, Terry Pryor is taking the pledge seriously and the role he can play as a bystander.
When I see that it happens, I try to put a stop to it. Normally, I'll confront that person who's doing the bullying. I'll tell them it's not nice to do that.
I know, like, some people have been bullied, and it's, like, really important to, like, show your support. And it, like, means a lot so, like, you can, like, support other people and show them that you actually are there for them.
That's 8th grader Alexander Pentecus, who also sent out a tweet. While looking at other students' tweets, Counselor Jill Jarris emphasized that their anti-bullying campaign will not end this week. She says it's a year-round effort and sees the week's activities as another means to get students to take bullying seriously.
It is another layer of communication, another layer of awareness that can only improve our school climate, and hopefully that 1, 2, 10, 20 students has the courage to maybe come forward the next time if something's happening, you know, to stick up for someone else, to come and let us know.
Another way for students to come forward is to fill out newly revised bullying report forms online. It can be done anonymously, and they will be automatically sent to a school's principal. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.